AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. It's simply sizzling in the West, where temperatures have hit triple digits in recent days. Forecaster Jim Hayes.
10 degrees above normal for June for the Pacific Northwest, Northern Rockies. Is just really, really warm. Places where they just don't see those kind of temperatures. And the problem was those high temperatures were persistent. In fact, they're persistent into the early part of July.
In Washington state, the big concerns are the heat and dry conditions. The governor has warned people to be very careful with fireworks, but he has not issued a statewide ban. In California, the heat is adding to drought concerns, but water conservation efforts there are said to be helping. Around the country, people are getting ready to celebrate the 4th of July, but there are also security concerns. Our Julie Walker is in New York.
Most people here in Times Square are taking the security concerns in stride. Tourist Karen Peters is in from Holland and says she's not letting it stop her from watching the 4th of July fireworks.
That can happen anywhere. So, yeah, why be scared?
Tourist Damien Caruso from Australia admits he is concerned about the latest terror warning.
I'm nervous because that's just me. I freak out about everything. But, like, you can't, like, limit yourself from enjoying July 4th.
The NYPD says 7,000 police officers will be out in full force on July 4th. Julie Walker, New York.
In Athens. A huge rally is underway in the main square where thousands of people have gathered, both in support and in opposition to this weekend's referendum on whether to accept a new bailout deal. Our Derek Katopoulos in Athens says the financial crisis in Greece has gotten even more complicated over the past week.
One thing that has changed is that the European Financial Stability Fund, Greece's largest creditor and effectively the Eurozone bailout mechanism, has from today considered Greece to be in default. So that could complicate the talks.
Greece's prime minister says the referendum is not a vote on whether his country will remain in the Eurozone. This is AP Radio News. One of the biggest movies of the 80s marks a milestone today.
How far are you going?
About 30 years.
That's from the movie trailer to Back to the Future, which premiered this day back in 1985. The top-grossing release of that year starred Michael J. Fox in a tricked-out DeLorean DMC-12.
You built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
30 years later, work is underway to develop the Hollywood blockbuster, which spawned a pair of sequels into a musical.
Whoa, this is heavy.
I'm Matt Small.
Disney and Pixar's Inside Out earned a chart-topping $7.7 million at the box office on Thursday.
What the heck is that?
Who puts broccoli on pizza?
That's it. I'm done.
Congratulations, San Francisco. You've ruined pizza. First the Hawaiians, and now you.
The animated family film has grossed $216.1 million to date. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.